for KX Sports. 62 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
Welcome to the show.
Today's National Pledge of Allegiance Day.
Pledge of Allegiance?
Memorize the Pledge of Allegiance. Say the Pledge of Allegiance every day.
Now, let's all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge Allegiance.
Pledge Allegiance.
Pledge Allegiance.
Pledge Allegiance.
Now let's all Pledge Allegiance.
Happy National Pledge Allegiance Day.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Showtime. It is showtime. Does everybody remember the Pledge of Allegiance? Can you actually say all the words? Do they even do that in school anymore? So much has changed, and sometimes I'm not sure if it's for the better. But like the man said, it's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Sad thing is, it's also National Star Trek Day. And I think there are people out there that can recite entire episodes.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to a Wednesday. Are we adjusted yet after the Labor Day holiday? Heard everybody talking about it yesterday. Chad Evans, Mark Stevens, even Sam Tyler at night saying, I keep thinking it's Monday and it's Tuesday. So do we think it's Tuesday today and it's Wednesday? I'll try to help you out with that. Yesterday, speaking of Mark Stevens and I were talking yesterday about the 80s, 90s weekend. What a good time we had. He was talking about historical things that he used in his show, like the Bainbridge Street Bridge in Sunbury. Everybody remember that? Maybe not. I did. I do. I told the story about the time I was going to fill potholes on that rickety wreck, skinny little bridge connecting the traffic circle in Shamokin Dam. Remember the traffic circle over with Sunbury? It was the tiniest bridge, and when you were going across the bridge and you had a tractor trailer coming at you, you just kind of closed your eyes and hoped that you still had your door mirrors. That's how narrow the bridge was. Some of you may remember it. Now we have that big, beautiful cement Veterans Memorial Bridge. Anyway, back to the Bainbridge Street Bridge. It always had potholes in it after winter, after snow plowing, and no matter what revolutionary paving surface PennDOT came up with, it was always awful. Epic fail. And they came up with this stuff one year called RaluMac. Anybody remember this? Maybe just me. And they said, this is going to be the last pavement, you know, this bridge will ever need. Well, it turns out it needed new pavement the next year again, and the bridge went away at last. But anyway, I started a promotion, a little contest, if you will, where I had people send me their worst recipes ever, and the winner would get to bring that recipe to the radio station, and I would go fill potholes on the bridge with it. Tuna noodle casserole, some kind of casserole tuna noodle gooey stuff, won the contest, and I was going to go live on the air in the middle of the bridge, hold up traffic, and fill the potholes with tuna noodle casserole. It was a pretty big thing. I think it made the daily item. I don't remember. All I do know is kind of got a cease and desist from PennDOT. Upper management was really upset. I was like, look, it was fun. So this morning, you know, after talking to Mark about that, this morning I'm looking through things to talk about on the show, and I see that somebody in Florida planted a tree in a pothole. That's how big the pothole was. They planted a banana tree. And some of the neighbors are upset, and some of them think it's genius, you know?
They literally put a whole tree in the middle of the road.
I pulled up, and I'm like, is that really a tree in the middle of the road?
And yeah. I took two takes. I was like, what? What is this?
Me and my wife instantly started laughing.
This is how we fix holes in Southwest Florida.
There
it is. Tree is actually kind of make it harder to get around the next pothole that's right next to it, because I usually just drive over the pothole, but now there's a big tree. You can't drive through a tree.
So I see a lot of cars that come through here, and they bottom out. You know, you hear this big bang, and you know, somebody hit a hole.
It messes up the tire, messes up the rim, and then it basically messes up your day.
Yeah, it messes up a lot of things. But planting a tree there, I think it's genius. Now, it was a joke, and I'm sure their Department of Transportation in South Florida are pretty upset. But it's almost like I want to challenge people in this area to do the same thing. Our roads aren't bad, but trust me, they're not good either. You know, and I'm from Wilkes-Barre originally. They haven't paved the roads in maybe a decade. They're just awful. So if someone would plant a tree in every single pothole, you know, all of a sudden the city would be the RRs again.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, stay with us. The late night soundbite guys are back. We'll do late night TV coming up. WQKX. Morgan in the Morning.
I heard that Amazon is close to launching its own brand of smart TVs. Yeah, they're pretty cool. You watch the TV, and since it's Amazon, the TV watches you.
Jeff Bezos has reportedly invested in a company that intends to reverse the human aging process. If the anti-aging project fails, Jeff Bezos, they say, will go back to his fallback plan, which is paying everyone on Earth $1 million to pretend he's 25.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. If you like chicken nuggets, then
you gotta sing along. Yeah, your kids love chicken nuggets, Mom. We don't know why. We don't even know if there's chicken in there, but they say there's real chicken in there. And the battles continue between fast food places, who has the better chicken nuggets. But what if Impossible Foods introduces chicken nuggets with this jingle, and there isn't any chicken in them? They're plant-based. So then why are you allowed to still call them chicken nuggets? Why? Because they taste like chicken? So does most Chinese food, but it's not. You're eating Mushu pork. Oh, it tastes like chicken. You know, General Tso's chicken. Is it really chicken? I don't know. But here's the thing, and I've been thinking about this, and let me know if you agree. The Ford Fun Line's always open. But I was in a couple of restaurants over the long holiday weekend, and they all have burgers that don't have burger in it. So am I incorrect in saying they should take the word burger out? Because when you say burger, everybody thinks of hamburger, which isn't ham, it's beef. That's another argument for another time. But anyway, you know, you look at the menu sometimes and, oh, this Impossible Burger looks great. And then you find out, well, it's not meat. Now, don't get me wrong. I have cut most red meat out of my diet now. So I don't really worry about burgers. But chicken, I eat a lot of chicken. Turkey, a lot of seafood. Should you be allowed to call Impossible Nuggets? Well, that sounds a little weird. But if they're not made of chicken, should you call them chicken nuggets? I'm just throwing it out there for you this morning. Because Impossible Food introduces their new chicken nuggets with Gotcha Bear singing the Chicken Nugget song. It's not chicken. It's formed in a nugget. But for some reason, we're allowed to call it chicken. I'm totally confused. I can't help it.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
That's right. We've got news, a check on sports and AccuWeather. And in about 15 minutes... Wow, the return of the Penn State Ticket Blitz from Register Chevrolet. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. 61 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. It is the return of the Penn State Ticket Blitz. Oh, my goodness. That means we have one pair, a very valuable pair of home tickets to see every home game with Penn State. And now after that incredible road win for a season opener, how do you think they're going to do at home with Ball State? Oh, my. I think this one's all about the party, and you could be part of it. Penn State, Ball State, 3:30 Saturday, and we've got tickets. Your chance to qualify coming up. Don't go anywhere. Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet and 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh boy, college football season is here. I mean, after last, maybe, I don't even know how to address this. What am I saying? Maybe you don't even care about college football, but this is such a Penn State neck of the woods. And after last week's game, how could you not? How could you not be excited? And when you mention the Penn State Ticket Blitz with the Register Chevrolet, how can you not get all excited about that? You hear it. There's the Nittany Lion Roar. And it means it's time to open up the Ford Fun Line and qualify as many people as we can for a pair of tickets to see Penn State Ball State Saturday in State College. 1-800-326-94KX. Yeah. 1-800-326-94KX. We'll take as many qualifiers as we can in the length of this next break. So, call now, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck! 94.1 WQKX. The Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet and Morgan in the Morning.
Want to get a... This Wednesday's Powerball jackpot now has an estimated annuity of $388 million. $388 million. So don't forget to play at your local retailer or online. Pennsylvania Lottery proceeds benefit older Pennsylvanians every day. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly.
Please play responsibly. Look at these phone lines blinking like crazy. I'm going to take a few more phone calls. But we got Kurt on the line here as one. He's from, where did you say? Oh, New Columbia. Congrats, man. You're qualified. All right, Kurt. You're qualified for those Penn State tickets. We'll let you know, okay?
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Take care, buddy. Who else? Tally from Bloomsburg and Jessica from West Cameron. All qualifying. This is cool stuff.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Oh, yeah, coming up. Yeah, Talking Duck. You'll just have to wait because it's just way too weird. Is the duck talking or not? You be the judge. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
94KX. 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
I know what you're thinking. Oh, no. Tom Morgan's playing Beatles records backwards again. You bloody fool. Do you hear "you bloody fool" in there? Listen carefully. You bloody fool. You bloody fool. A video's gone viral of an Australian musk duck saying the phrase "you bloody fool" repeatedly. Apparently, this type of duck, the musk duck, imitates sounds, including human voices. You bloody fool. I don't know why I'm so fascinated with that. It's totally stupid. But it's what I do. I have made a career in stupid comedy. I know. I'm a bloody fool. I love it, though.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Next hour, the good news. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. 62 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Now, you just heard the news. How about the good news? How about a man, and this is so heroic, how about a man who lost his family in a fire 20 years ago, rushing into a burning house to save someone else's family?
I just grabbed her and just took her out. Things worked out well. Thank God. I'm just glad I was here and did the right thing, that's all.
An amazing story coming up. An amazing cabin found in Union County. And how easy is it to get all those merit badges? The good news is next. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. On the way to work, maybe. On the way out of bed. We got everything you need on one radio show.
Songs on the radio. 94.1. 94.1. WQKX. In digital HD.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, yeah. The good news.
A 16-year-old in Georgia named Amkar Tahani is proud of himself because at age 16, he has earned all 137 merit badges as a Boy Scout.
I feel like anyone can complete this. It's truly an eye-opening journey. Cooking, archery, theater, camping, canoeing, search and rescue.
I'm really proud of him. It is 137 all total different subjects.
It's been truly amazing to earn all the merit badges and go through all the different steps required to earn all these.
Yeah, well, you know what they say as a Boy Scout, be prepared. How about this story? A Massachusetts man who lost his family in a fire 20 years ago ends up rescuing a neighbor in a fire.
I heard fire. I just threw my clothes on and just out of reaction saw her in the kitchen milling around. Flames billowing out the back, smoke filling up the kitchen, and I just grabbed her and just took her out. Things worked out well. Thank God. I'm just glad I was here and did the right thing, that's all.
That is good news. Imagine what was going through his head running into a burning house. Amazing. And speaking of houses, how'd you like to buy some property in Union County and find a 232-year-old log cabin in the wooded area behind your house? Then you donate it to the Historical Society. They disassemble it and reassemble it in Lewisburg. The dedication is this Saturday. Mark Lawrence has details coming up with the news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
If your local group has good news, send it to us at WQKX.com and we'll make your news the good news.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, late night TV is back and we have got Jimmy Fallon talking about the idiot who swallowed his cell phone. Stay with us. Birthday Buddies with Lynn Hall and more on the way. It's Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Surgeons successfully removed a Nokia cell phone from a man's body after he swallowed it whole. These kids were so embarrassed. They were like, Dad, please swallow an iPhone next time.
It's so good to have the late night people back. We call them late night sound bites.
Swallow an iPhone.
I guess the Nokia is pretty small. Nobody has Nokia phones anymore.
No.
Nobody has them.
And how about that flip phone thing that's on TV now?
Oh, yeah.
You can fold it and
They're
stuff.
Bringing back the flip phone.
Yeah, but,
it, but when it unfolds, it's basically
it's
like
big
as
phone.
Big as a...
Yeah. That's just what odd. That's just odd.
I can't keep up with the technology.
No, me either.
I just like, okay. but yet, younger kids listening right now, some guy swallowed a Nokia. What's a Nokia? Now, like, they don't even know. But they were cute little phones. And then what made that man do that anyway?
Yeah. Yes.
A couple of beers, you're sitting around
was
with your buddies.
Was it a dare?
Hey, Bob, I bet you can't swallow this whole. I bet you
Did
can.
He also chew on light bulbs? You know, was he one of those people?
Oh, yeah. Do they still exist? I don't know.
I don't know. But
ladies and gentlemen, that's the voice of Lynn Hall.
And the rest of me is not here. No,
okay, that must mean that it's time for...
Birthday Buddies.
It certainly is. Musical birthdays today. You don't have to be into rap music to know that from Fast and Furious 7, the song See You Again, so you could be a movie fan. And the song was performed by Wiz Khalifa.
It's been a long day.
What kind of mom names their baby boy Wiz?
Is it short for Wizard?
Good point.
Could be.
I just hope it's not just Wiz.
Yeah, well, yeah. Cheese Wiz.
We were just about ready to name the baby, and I had to go to the bathroom. Oh, is that why you have Little Wiz? Wiz Khalifa, happy birthday.
Little Wiz.
Little Wiz is 34 years old.
34.
He's not so little anymore.
No.
Maybe you remember this song.
I do.
Amy Mann was her name, and she sang for the band Till Tuesday in the 80s. Wow. Her voice was so eerie, scary, wasn't
Very
it?
Unique. Very yeah. unique.
Well, happy birthday to Amy. She is 61 years old today.
Oh, my goodness.
She's as old as we are.
As old as, yes.
What the
How
heck is
that?
Up with that, huh? Anyway, here's a song you'll recognize right away.
Yes. You don't even have to hear the guitar part, just the drums in the beginning.
And then that, the guitar part, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, the name David Steele might not be familiar, but he is the lead vocalist for the Fine Young Cannibals. Mm-hmm. Also, our girl from Pennsylvania, Pink, is celebrating a birthday today.
Aww.
Yeah. Pink is 42 years old. We play a lot of Pink on this show. And one of my favorite guys, because I don't know. Now, if you support him and you love him, I'm not making fun of him. He just makes me laugh. Bernie Sanders is 80 years old today.
Your question is a Republican talking point.
Sanders, let me bring you into this conversation.
Thank you. I wrote the damn bill.
He wrote the damn bill.
The healthcare industry will be advertising tonight on this program.
I just used to watch the debates for Bernie Sanders.
Bernie.
I don't know.
Bernie-isms.
He drives me crazy, but, you know.
He says such unique stuff, you know. Bernie-isms.
80 years old today, the Vermont senator. Happy birthday, Bernie. Take your folding chair and your mittens and go sit in the cold.
Yeah, the mittens. Get them ready because fall's coming, okay, Bernie?
That's it.
You might need them.
Those are the celebrity birthdays. Let's take a look at the short list today.
Yeah, there's not too many today.
Yeah, we call them birthday buddies. Happy birthday to Bethany Tozik from Danville. She's 36 years old.
Donna Rapallo from Culpmont, 66 today.
Happy birthday to Jill Bodmer. She's from Norrie. Jill's an old buddy of mine. She is the nifty 50 today. 50.
Jill Carr, another Jill from Northumberland, is also 50 today.
Is she the physical therapist there? Carr, physical therapy in Norrie?
Maybe.
I think that is her.
Okay.
Happy birthday there, Jill. Also, Katie Bixler from Valley View, or Wally View, depending on whether you live there. She's 28 years old today.
And finally, Maria Edmondson from Coal Township, 46 today. Happy birthday.
Are you sure that's all we have?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
That's it. It was very sparse today.
A sparse list indeed.
A sparse list.
But if you got a birthday, you can call it in on the Ford Fun Line anytime. You could email us. You can even snail mail us.
Yes.
If you feel real adventuresome, you could use our new and super exciting text club using the keyword birthday.
Mm-hmm. And don't swallow your phone after you do any texting or anytime, actually.
Yeah, please don't swallow
your
Nokia.
Yeah.
Each and every day at about this time, it is
Birthday Buddies.
Don't go away. News is coming up next. We'll check the sports and the AccuWeather. Next half hour, maybe your chance to be a Spyglass VIP. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. 63 degrees, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. How about a drive out to Spyglass? Sharon Carter is our latest winner of VIP passes, bracelets, to Spyglass to see Cheap Trick this coming Saturday. Your next chance to win is coming up in about 15 minutes. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
I want you to want me.
Can you believe it? Cheap Trick coming back to Spyglass in the Backyard Concert Series. Robin Zander of Cheap Trick is a huge Spyglass wine fan. True dat. True story. He buys wine online from Spyglass and has it sent to his house by the case. That's cool. Let's get back to business, Cheap Trick. At Spyglass this Saturday with 94KX, and you can be a VIP right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, we'll take caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line. Good luck. We're going to make you a VIP. With Morgan in the Morning.
We have another winner.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Awesome.
Yeah, who's this?
Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. Where are you from?
Winfield.
All right, what's going on today? What are you doing?
Heading to work.
On the way to work, and you are a VIP.
Awesome.
So you didn't even get in the car yet, and you got plans for Saturday. You and a guest with VIP bracelets at Spyglass. That means VIP parking up top. A two-hour party from 5 to 7 p.m. at Three Beards Brewing. And then we roll down to the hill to the SBC VIP tent, stage front. And you'll enjoy the show from there. What do you think?
Sounds great.
All right, you got a date?
I think so.
Don't be late. See you Saturday. Morgan in the Morning coming up. Viral comedy you won't want to miss. Beef, 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 beef. Professor Beef.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
94KX.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
All right, here we go. This is weird, weird, just really weird. They call him Professor Beef. He's an economics professor that explains our economy via meat. Listen to this video that was edited together of Professor Beef. Beef.
So they can produce peppers, or we'll suppose they can produce beef. Beef, 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 beef. The opportunity cost of beef, 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 beef. The value of beef, 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 beef. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beef, 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 beef. Beef, analyzing the sacrifice of beef, 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 and therefore I get one beef. Beef, 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 beef. Nothing but beef. Beef, 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 beef. There's more beef in the world. Beef, beef, beef. Relative price of beef. Beef.
There it is. Evidently, this Professor Beef has a student who likes to edit audio. In one lecture, Professor Beef said beef 125 times. Look it up later if you wish. Viral comedy number two. Is there a Japanese Rickroll going on in the world? I kind of like it, actually. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna say goodbye. Yeah, all that stuff. In Japan, Rick Astley is huge. And cover bands are doing just that. Singing Rickroll in Japanese.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Hear it now. Look it up later. Morgan in the Morning, viral comedy.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, we've got the news coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. And then Morgan in the Morning mic'd up as we talk Career Link, Career Fair. And it's in an unusual place. Sounds like it'll be fun. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning mic'd up next hour. 65 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive. Down Route 45.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
All right, you're looking for a job. We're going to help you out. Morgan in the Morning mic'd up talks to Zach Stoddard coming up. There's an interesting job fair on the way. Imagine going for a walk in the park and getting a job. Mic'd up next, Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up. We have Zach Stoddard here, and he's from CareerLink. Zach, thanks for coming in, and thanks for hanging out with us all morning. You were on news radio earlier. Mark, treat you okay?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem at all. A job fair coming to Sunbury tomorrow, and it is so neat because it's outdoor.
Yeah. We planned this a little while ago and thought, you know, an outdoor event would be really good, especially not knowing what was going to happen with the pandemic at the time. So I think we made the right decision there. We'll have 60 employers around Cameron Park in Sunbury. I think it's going to be a really great event for anybody looking for a job.
60 employers in Cameron Park?
Yeah, we are at capacity. So,
wow.
Yeah.
All right. So when you say 60, that big of a number, that's quite a variety of jobs probably, right?
Yeah, we have everything from manufacturing to healthcare. I can list a few of the employers: Great Dane, Lackawanna College, Play World, Wise Markets Distribution Center, Nottingham Village, Sealands Grove Center, Thermo Fisher Scientific, Woodmode LLC, and, you know, 55 more.
Yeah. Great Dane was on the show, mic'd up a couple weeks ago, because they are a sponsor of our Tail Wagon Wednesday. Great Dane, get it, and adopt a puppy. And those two ladies had so much energy because they were expanding their shifts out there. That's what's going on a lot. Sometimes you see the help wanted signs in the window, and other times the business itself is just growing, right?
Yeah, that's true. And honestly, if you haven't looked recently, a lot of these companies have raised their wages. I think Great Dane, as much as $4 an hour, have raised their wages. So if you haven't looked recently, get out there and start looking.
You know, that's a great point. Because, yeah, if you were looking for a job and maybe you got one and you're not happy with that job, look again at the places you may have looked at previously because of what you said. Wages are up, right?
Yeah, that's true. Especially all around the area. I mean, I'm working with employers and they need people, and they're doing whatever they can to get them.
Now, you're the business coordinator at CareerLink, so that's basically your job. You go out there and find the places that need people, and we're trying to all tie it up in one nice package, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And we, you know, we've been struggling for a while to recruit. This is our first in-person event in a little while, so we're pretty excited. We did hold one in Williamsport a few weeks ago, and had a pretty good response from job seekers, so we're really hoping that the same thing happens here in Sunbury.
There are jobs. We see it everywhere. But we've had jobs in this area for a long time. This isn't just a COVID thing, right?
Yeah, it's true. Prior to the pandemic, recruitment was still difficult. Definitely the pandemic kind of exacerbated things. Mm. But we're seeing people coming back, people looking for jobs, and there are good jobs. This area has a very strong manufacturing core, some great healthcare providers. So there's really good jobs in central Pennsylvania.
So listen up, friends. If you've been I know when you're unemployed, you get a little depressed. So if you've been just sitting out for a few months saying, I got to refocus, this would be a great opportunity because, again, Zach, it's outside. And you could just take a walk in the park and find your next job.
Yeah, 1 to 3 p.m. Cameron Park is beautiful. The city is leaving on-street parking unmetered for the day. So You'll be able to just park on Market Street, or you could park behind the CareerLink and just walk around, visit with any of the employers. Stop in and register at the gazebo with the CareerLink. We'll have some door prizes. Pelican Snowballs from Sunbury is also going to be there. So just a little extra benefit. Yeah. But definitely come check it out.
Well, you get an A for creativity, having this in Cameron Park. Zach, great idea. CareerLink Job Fair, again, tomorrow, 1 to 3, right?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for coming in. Check it out tomorrow. Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, in just a few minutes, it's Tom's top list, and the list is pretty interesting. Things that you thought were cool back in the day. But they're not cool anymore. And actually, it wasn't even back in the day. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Time for Tom's top list of the day on the way to work. These are things that aren't as good as they used to be back in the good old days. And I'm looking, and the good old days weren't really all that far away. This is according to Reddit. So there you have it. Dating sites aren't as good as they used to be. Most of them have moved to the swipe right model. Yeah. So if you're not gorgeous, you ain't getting fixed up. I don't know anything about that stuff. YouTube comes in at number two. YouTube used to be really cool, but now there's all these ads on it. Some of the ads even play right in the middle of the video. I'm with you there. I can't stand that. Imagine if they did that on regular TV. Swung on and hit deep left field. Do you have car insurance? It's like, wait, was it a Homer? Anyway, online recipes. Food bloggers have to worry about SEO stuff now. So you got to scroll all the way to the bottom of their long story before you find the actual recipe and ingredients needed. Again, wouldn't know about that. Don't really seek recipes online, but okay. Facebook. For a few years, when it was born, it was all about reconnecting with friends. Thus the name, Facebook. Now it's just political crap. I completely agree. I completely agree. And it says, it's political crap or pictures of your friend's kids. There's nothing wrong with that. Come on now. Let's not be cranky. I love kids on Facebook. I love dogs. You know, pets doing funny things. I just love stuff like that. And I love sarcastic humor. So if you could be clever on Facebook, I'm a fan. All right. And finally on the list of things that ain't like they used to be, buying a house. It used to be exciting. Now everything's outside your budget. And you're competing with 20 other people to get the next big buy. I completely agree. That ain't easy, my friends. Tom's Top List. Hey, here's something I want to remind you real quick. Wise Markets and 94KX trying to make a positive difference right here at home with a Fight Hunger campaign. We're aiming to raise money and donate non-perishable items to local food banks. Yeah, food banks right here in our backyard. You can help by going to Wise Market and rounding your bill up. Pretty cool. Round it up a dollar, three, five, ten, whatever, right there at the register. And you support the Fight Hunger campaign with Wise Markets and 94KX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got news, sports, and AccuWeather, and a good day to wash the car. We'll talk about it. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning. See that? Maybe summer isn't over yet. Why'd we pack everything up after Labor Day? Heavy thunderstorms late in the afternoon, highs in the 80s. Yeah, that's pretty much summer. We're up to 67 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. It is a good day to wash the car, or as we like to call it here, Wednesday at the wash. Details next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Great day to wash the car, especially when it's Wednesday. Because we're your home for Wednesday at the Wash with Ultimate Express Car Wash. You got to text the word WASH, W-A-S-H. I've seen so many spellings of that word. Typo. Anyway, text the word WASH to 49330 and get this week's WASH code. The code is valid at any location of Ultimate Express. That's Selim's Grove on the Strip. Danville up there by the Geisinger Woodbine. And Williamsport, next to Papa John's. You could win a $20 gift card to Ultimate Express as well. So join the 94KX text club and receive $2 off. Yeah. That $2 off coupon code, of course. Every single Wednesday. For more details, if you need them, go to Ultimate Express Car Wash, all right? Or go to their website, which is still one of my favorites. Is it ultimateexpresscarwash.com? Heck no. It's creative. I love creative websites. Ultimate Express Car Wash's site is washmydirtycar.com. Now that's cool.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We might visit that talking duck again, but I can't guarantee it. Some final thoughts and a thank you. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Can we have a talking duck again, please? I still don't get it, but you could go ahead and Google, you bloody fool, the talking duck. I think I hear it after I hear it and play it about 100 times. You bloody fool. You bloody fool. Yeah. I learned something today on today's show. That a musk duck, did they ever come in season? I don't know. A musk duck actually doesn't quack. It imitates sounds it hears. Isn't that a mockingbird? I don't know. Anyway. This musk duck could be your pet, and you could teach it to say things like, you bloody fool, you bloody fool, bloody fool. Now, that's Australian. Imagine what you could do. Imagine what you could do if you had your own duck. What would it say? Because this stuff here that I've been playing, this, well, we visited once this morning. It just sounds like somebody spinning a Beatles record backwards. Paul's dead. I miss him. I miss him. No, Paul's not dead. Stop. Anyway, you bloody fool is what that musk duck says. I'm going to get me one. See if Chad's in on it, too. Chad Evans is next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Sam Tyler tonight. That's the way it works. Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.